You know the line where the kid says to the parent, "Why do I have to do that?" And the answer comes back, "Because I said so." Let's talk about that today.
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of HannahsCupboard.com.
Implicit in "because I said so" is the notion that I'm the parent and you're the child and I'm the one calling the shots. You feel the decision is right and you want the child to reach the place of trust where they know your decisions are for their good to the best of your ability. Later, and sometimes much later, the child looks back to see how the decisions you made were mostly good. Looking back, they appreciate the discipline. You know, God told Abraham to take his son Isaac up on a mountain and sacrifice him on an altar. God didn't say why. He just said do it, and Abraham proceeded to obey until God pulled his arm back at the very last minute. It was a time of testing his obedience, but God was also creating a foreshadowing of the sacrifice of his own son, Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have to obey first and understand later. Often, stepping through the door of obedience provides understanding, but even if it doesn't, the Lord deserves our obedience and our trust. God is working on a bigger and better plan for us than we can imagine. Later, we too will appreciate the discipline. But for now, just obey. This is Barbara Lardinet from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, HannahsCupboard.com.